Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bring it back up just a little bit.
I just have so much respect for Harbs. You know, our stories will forever be, you know, interwoven. This rivalry that we've been fortunate and honored enough to be a part of. I just got so much respect for him and how he's gone about his business. And we've certainly had some legendary battles over the years. You know, in terms of him being let go, unfortunately, I just think it's a component of today's sport culture. And so, you know, there have been many examples of that. And so it's unfortunate, but I'm sure that he is going to move on. And if he chooses to coach again, I'm sure he will. And I'm sure he'll be very successful at doing so. But more than anything, I just think it's, you know, a larger example of today's sport culture in terms of, you know, not a lot of patience in the entertainment component of what it is that we do. There's just not a lot of longevity. You know, I'm sure we all would like to be Don Shula and Tom Landry, but I think those days are gone.
So Mike Tomlin, I don't think is necessarily incorrect when he talks about patience now in modern professional sports. Like, a coach has a bad year in New England and he's out and Vrabel's in 2 seconds, right? There are examples of that. The Browns used to fire a coach every other year, and they just fired their most successful coach that they've had since they've come back into the NFL. That being said, that's not what happened with John Harbaugh, Pat. Like,
no.
They had patience with him. In fact, Lamar's rookie season, the Steelers beat him. The Steelers were 7-2-1. The Ravens were 4-5. I was at the game. I was driving back, and I was listening to Baltimore radio, and every single fan and the hosts were saying, it's time for Harbs. They could have fired him then. Then they obviously run off 7 straight victories. They make the playoffs, blah, blah, blah. But this guy has failed with a 2-time MVP. They haven't won more than a single playoff game in any of the seasons since he's been there. And it's time. The same way, if Tomlin loses another playoff game, I think you can make the argument that it's fine and it's time for him now, too. I think these franchises have been eminently patient. Too patient. And not just patient, but they've rewarded each of these coaches with contract extensions at every turn. So, yeah, he might be right globally speaking. I don't think he's right about the Ravens situation, and I don't think he'd be right about his own situation.
Yeah, I do think his situation and Harbaugh's situation are different.
Oh.
You know, towards the tail end of Ben's tenure as a starting quarterback, you could argue that, you know, the window was closing, although Ben was never an MVP. You've got a 2-time MVP at quarterback, Lamar Jackson, and you're not making the playoffs. And Lamar Jackson's in what year in the NFL? He's 29.
Since 2018, yeah.
So he's got probably 5 more good years of his mobility that he can really be effective.
Yep.
And so the window's not shut by any means, but it's closing. You also acquired one of the most physically gifted, imposing runners in the history of the game. And Derrick Henry. I mean, name a back that's bigger than he is, more effective, and has the speed and power combination, and you're not in the playoffs. You're not even in the dance.
You were a Super Bowl favorite coming in.
So it's that to me is different than Mike Tomlin, who is what the Steelers have done is they've managed to stay on the wakeboard or the surfboard, you know, when the waves change, right? When you lose players, when your quarterback's position's in flux. They've made some poor decisions and so on in the draft, and they've tried to overcome that. Now they have a veteran at quarterback, and they're making the playoffs. I think that Harbaugh has had a better hand dealt to him later in his tenure than Tomlin has. That being said, Tomlin has a lot to say about the hand he's dealt when it comes to draft and development and acquisition. He holds a lot of cards, you know, at the Rooney Sports Complex when it comes to who they take, who they pick, who they trade for. So I think they're it's apples and oranges, the circumstances, but when you look at them globally, right, you look at it from afar, it's like, oh, wow, over a decade, almost two.
Their resumes are incredibly similar. They're just out of order.
Yeah.
Like, Tomlin, you can absolutely, and I have, make the argument, and many people have, that he underachieved with the Killer Bees.
Yep.
Now, some of that had to do, maybe a lot of it had to do, with the injuries to those players not being available in some of those games. But they don't ask how, they ask how many. And he didn't get back to another Super Bowl with Ben,
right,
with the Killer Bees, one of the most talented rosters in the National Football League. And Harbaugh's kind of going through that time now.
He is.
I don't know who's the better coach overall. What I do know is that in half of Harbaugh's seasons, he's won a playoff game, and only 4 out of 18 Tomlin's won a playoff game.
Yeah, and I heard whether, I think when Roundtree last night was talking about this, and he did a really good job, because other fan bases, and this is, I think, in part shapes the national narrative about where the Steelers sit and why the Ravens may regret moving on from John Harbaugh. John Harbaugh took the Ravens to the playoffs more than the Arizona Cardinals had ever gone in their entire existence.
Without winning that many playoff games.
Right.
They won, what, 11?
They've been to 11 playoffs,
yeah,
period.
Yeah.
Harbaugh took them 12 times in, what, 18 years?
And you do become a victim of your own success.
You do. But then you start to say things like the standard, and then you have a two-time MVP at quarterback, which, again, we could argue the semantics of it, but at his best, Lamar was a more dangerous player than Ben.
Individually, he's the best quarterback, like individually, that has ever played in the AFC North. Not the most accomplished.
He is. I mean, the combination of pass and run is, and
Ben never got an MVP vote.
No. And that's not to say he wasn't damn good in a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Right.
This is taking nothing away from Ben.
Correct.
But, you know, Lamar Jackson's the most unique thing the league has seen since Michael Vick. And perhaps more dynamic given the offensive style of today's football.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
RPO, quarterback run game. That was not a thing as much with, I mean, Mike Vick was under center a lot. Think about it. Now, Lamar is too, but not exclusively.
It wasn't the design stuff with Vic. It was he was going to scramble for 1,000 yards in
right.
a year.
It was still a different game. And,
yeah.
And by the way, back then you could take quarterback's head off.
Yep.
And not get penalized for it. So yeah, I think that has more to do with Harbaugh's demise as head coach than the longevity and it getting stale. I think it's more so we have a window with Lamar and it's not resonating. It's not working.
That was
so they're going to bring in an offensive coach. Is my opinion.
I'd hire Stefanski yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, Stefanski, you know, Kubiak, Clint Kubiak. I mean, you know, there's some names out there that make sense. But, and then there's, you know, who's been rumored, right? Like Clint Kingsbury.
That's absurd to me.
It is absurd to you, but how many, you know, recidivists are we seeing in football now? Coaches that Matt Nagy's getting interviewed.
Which I thought Dorn was going to have an aneurysm on Twitter that this guy keeps getting interviews. That guy sucks. You know what it reminds me of? Mitch Trubisky goes and sits behind Josh Allen for a year, and then the Steelers like, oh, okay, Josh Allen in that scheme and Greg Roman, they fixed him. No, he's still Mitch Trubisky. Like, Nagy gets and goes and cozies up with Andy Reid, and all of a sudden he's going to be a better coach. Maybe he will be. He wouldn't be for me. A texter writes in, this is good here. Do you think that Tomlin said it that way on the Eisen show about patience? Because he and Rooney have had discussions about his tenure. It's a good theory. No, I don't. Tony Dungy came out yesterday and said that he had a long conversation with Art Rooney the second. He doesn't feel like Tomlin's in any trouble. Like
I don't think he is either.
No, if Tomlin's not the coach next year, it's because he doesn't want to be the coach. He wants to be in TV, and there might be legs to that, as Jeremy Fowler reported yesterday, but I don't think he's in any trouble whatsoever, because I do think the Rooneys, in general, forever have had patience. They've had three coaches since the Beatles were touring, and which is crazy. In the Ravens, who have also been big in continuity, they've had three coaches with Mark Shibroda since they've come back into the league, and that's not 60 some odd years. 412-928-9370. I want to shift the conversation this way when we come back, Pat. How would we rank the AFC playoff coaches?
Oh, boy.
There's no Reed. Belichick's gone. There's no Harbaugh. Tomlin, the longest tenured coach now in the NFL. Where does he stack up among the other six? Get Pat's thoughts on that when we...
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come back. We just got really good news in the studio that we can't talk about on the air, but it affects us. And I'm very excited about it. And that's why the music was playing a little bit longer than it usually does. Can I rank my AFC coaches for you now?
Sure can, bud.
This is a really tough thing to do.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Thank you. And I had trouble with one and two.
It's hard, man.
Do you have a list?
Not yet.
We're always prepared here.
You should do impromptu. Like, I don't want to think too much about this. I want to go from my instinct.
I'm with you, Pat. I don't like thinking very much either.
I can tell.
I just say things.
Number one for me, Sean Payton. Think what he's done is impressive.
Okay.
And he's got a track record of success. He's won a championship. Number two for me, and we're just doing AFC. Jeff Hathorn joining us in 16 minutes. Mike Vrabel.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Vrabel took the Titans to the AFC Championship game, put the fear of God into the Chiefs, and this with Ryan Tannehill at quarterback. Now he's got an MVP, potentially. Number three, Jim Harbaugh. Though I don't love his team construction right now, and injuries have ravaged their offensive line. Number four, D'Amico Ryans. D'Amico Ryans has won a playoff game each of his first two seasons, won a division each of his first two, has made the playoffs all three. I think he is a hell of a coach. That defense is unreal. He's got a lot to do with it. Number five, Sean McDermott. You can argue he's done not enough with Josh Allen. In fact, he hasn't. And I think he should be on the chopping block if they don't at least get to the Super Bowl this year. Number six, Mike Tomlin, for all the playoff struggling reasons that we have listed for months. And number seven, just because I don't know, Liam Cohen. Because I do think it's difficult to coach in the postseason. Mike Tomlin is an unbelievable regular season coach. He's never had a losing season. We all know this. Not the same guy in the postseason. They're a different breed. Now, I think Liam Cohen's a hell of a coach. And what he's done in Jacksonville is remarkable.
Yep.
I'm penalizing him probably unfairly for the unknown. Do you have a list?
I do. Give me 1 second.
Wait, you're supposed to... Well, I'm making a list. You're supposed to make your own list.
Will you relax?
Will you look stuff up?
Will you relax?
I think all those guys, if memory serves correctly, have won a playoff
Sean
game more
Payton,
recently
Sean
than Tomlin.
Payton's number one.
Yeah.
So Mike Vrabel's number two.
So right, we're in lockstep with the first two guys. I hate Sean Payton, too. I think he's a jackass. Also, he couldn't win with Russell Wilson, and Tomlin did. So there's a point in Tomlin's favor.
Mike Tomlin, number three. D'Amico Ryans, number four.
Yeah, hold the phone. All right, well, finish your list.
Jim Harbaugh, number five.
No, wait, hold your phone. Okay, finish. You can finish.
Let me flip those. Harbaugh, four. Ryan's five. McDermott six. Cohen seven.
How the hell do you have Tomlin at number three? With all due respect.
You have Peyton at one?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because of the resurgence in the Denver Broncos since he got there, what he's done with the young quarterback, and the fact that he's got a playoff resume.
He's 9-8 in playoff games.
Got a winning record.
Tomlin's 8-11.
Has a losing record.
They both have one Super Bowl win.
Correct.
How many Super Bowl appearances?
But it's also, what have you done for me lately?
Understood.
And Tomlin hasn't won a playoff
Understood.
Game
in eight years. I would, based on what have you done for me lately,
mm-hmm.
Vrabel's won. He's turned around one of the worst teams in football.
Correct.
With an MVP caliber quarterback who was on the team last year.
You're underscoring why I had so much trouble between the top two, because it is what have you done for me lately. And I took Peyton's past championship, and I used that
I'll
as
go
a
as far to say this. You say Tomlin's a great regular season coach.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a good regular season coach. I think playoff coaching is difficult. I think you lose for reasons, the coach being one of them, but there are others. I have a hard time believing that the Bills wouldn't have won more with Tomlin as the head coach than McDermott.
So you're saying if you flip-flopped them?
I'm saying if,
would
you,
McDermott
put Mike,
have,
if you put Mike Tomlin yeah. in Baltimore with Lamar Jackson, maybe things are different.
You could say that.
But, you know, if my aunt had
male parts, she'd be my uncle.
Right.
If Tomlin said it, we could say it. Maybe, but what he did with Ben at the end, or I should say what he didn't do with Ben, leaves me a lot to be desired.
Yeah,
maybe he would have been in the exact same place as McDermott.
I would say this, too. I mean,
he probably wouldn't be on a losing streak.
Now, the coach has a lot to do with this. Don't get me wrong. But the type of players you bring in and what you allow them to do, are we sitting here saying that things were like symbiotic and well-organized when Ben and the Killer Bees were going? There was more drama than I can ever recall.
Okay, but that might be on the head coach, too.
It could be, but it's not all the head coach. They're professionals. You know, like, someone said last night, like, should you bring, I think it might have been Borges. Should Kurt Cignetti be the next head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers? I mean, that's why I don't have Harbaugh that high. They went to one Super Bowl. What has he really done in the NFL?
Oh, I think he's a hell of a coach.
He's a hell of a coach, but what has he done that Tomlin hasn't done?
Oh, I'm not saying that.
Tomlin's a better NFL head coach than Jim Harbaugh. He is.
He has got
his resume is far more accomplished.
He's got a better resume. Who would I trust to win a playoff game between the two of them now? I think I'd take Jim Harbaugh.
I'll tell you this right now, man. Who would I want to be a coach of my team? Not Jim Harbaugh.
You're not a Harbaugh fan.
No.
Look at what he did to the Chargers.
Yeah, he's clipped his quarterback.
Well, they don't have an offensive line.
Okay.
Ready for some breaking news real quick?
Sure.
The Titans continue their search for a head coach.
Arthur Smith. Sources say
they have a request in for Arthur Smith.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Also, Robert Saleh and Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley, formerly of Boston College.
Jeff Hafley, good dude. I think...
I would hire Cliff Kingsbury in a second, by the way, if Arthur Smith got hired by the Titans as my OC.
Yeah.
If Stefanski didn't get a head job, I would hire him. I would fire Arthur Smith if Stefanski was willing to take the job as OC. And I would attempt to get Kubiak, but he'll get a head coaching job.
He will get a head coaching job.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's tough because in every single coaching rating, you are going to end up arguing against yourself because there's so many different data points that you may or may not value.
I tell you what, man, like, it is hard, and I probably give Mike Tomlin, I certainly am not opposed to giving him a hard time, and I see why people would like to move on or see something different. I think that's human nature. I think it's fair. I think it's a fair talking point and should be a talking point that is discussed a lot when you're as proud an organization as the Pittsburgh Steelers are. It's a fortunate place to be. But I do have an appreciation for what he's done. And it's really hard to get over the top. I mean, look at Andy Reid's tenure in Philly. Let's talk about one of the most accomplished coaches of all time. He didn't really, I mean, what teams have won Super Bowls without quarterbacks that have won MVPs? Or at least been in the conversation?
Coughlin with Manning.
Okay, you're going way back.
Well, you're asking a question.
I'm asking a question.
I'm trying to think on the fly.
Okay, so Belichick.
Took you 15 minutes to get your list together, Pat.
Yeah, but now we're talking about it for the next 15 because it's such a thoughtful list.
Mm.
You just throw Tomlin down the list because everyone doesn't like him.
I throw Tomlin down the list because he's 0-6 in his last six playoff games,
okay.
But now scored 76-0.
Sean Payton got fired in New Orleans.
And Tomlin should have been fired here.
Okay. Did the bottom fall out?
Eli Manning and Tom Coughlin. Oh. Stafford ever win an MVP?
You know who's on the list? Mike Tomlin and Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, I know.
Drew Brees won an MVP, didn't he?
Yes. Who did I just ask about if they ever won an MVP?
Stafford? I don't think so.
That doesn't seem fair.
No, I mean,
to include him.
He may go down as one of the most underappreciated quarterbacks of all time.
He could win it this year.
He should win it this year.
He probably should win it this year.
I mean, and that's what I think the pressure on like a McDermott and a Harbaugh is so warranted. You have an MVP at the most important position in all of sports. Do you know how rare that is? One of 32 teams has that opportunity. And to do it more than once is nuts.
It is. You got to win playoff games.
But Tomlin's going up against Brady, against Manning.
So was Harbaugh, and he did it with Flacco.
Okay, so Flacco's the other one.
Hey, look at that.
Flacco's the other one.
Look at us stumbling into Joe Flacco there.
2012?
Yeah, Trent Dilfer.
2000?
You know who I'll throw in there just to help strengthen your point? Peyton Manning was not an MVP caliber player when they won in 2000. 50. I guess that would strengthen my point.
Is Aaron Rodgers an MVP caliber player right now?
No.
He's better than Manning was when they won the Super Bowl.
Yes, he is.
Which is why I think the Steelers could win the Super Bowl.
Yes, he is.
They could make a run. It's going to be hard.
You think the Steelers can win the Super Bowl?
If Peyton Manning with a broken
that
shoulder.
That defense was better than this Steelers defense.
No question, but hey, they might get Deshaun Elliott back.
Oh, good.
You got T.J. Watt back, full strength, lung is no longer collapsed.
I do want to get to Deshaun Elliott coming up next with Jeff Hathorn.
Let's do it.
Because these Steelers are healthy, and they could be getting healthier. That's next.
Rodgers!
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Lots of quarterbacks that didn't win MVPs won Super Bowls. Now, if we change the conversation to Hall of Famers, it's a little bit different. Russell Wilson never won an MVP. I was wrong on Brees. He didn't win one, but both those guys are going to the Hall of Fame. Although, can you play yourself out? I think Russ, maybe he did that. Stafford will be in the Hall of Fame, but Nick Foles and Hurts both won Super Bowls. Neither of them have won an MVP. If Hurts wins another Super Bowl, he's a shoo-in for the Hall of Fame, though.
He is.
Shoo-in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not defending Mike Tomlin.
You are.
Maybe I am, but like, how many coaches have won multiple Super Bowls with a quarterback that hasn't won an MVP?
Well, multiple. Now we're just.
Yeah, but you're asking Mike Tomlin to win multiple Super Bowls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
He almost did with.
I'm actually at this point just asking him to win a playoff game, but
that's okay.
Thank you.
Shall we talk
to Jeff?
I'd love to.
Jeff Hathorn joins us now with the Hawk Report. Harry, have you buried that? I mean, Doran's not around. We all love the squawking.
No, we don't.
Caw!
I love it.
Good morning, Jeff.
Do it.
How are you today, buddy?
Morning, guys. Hey, it's a playoff week. Let's go,
baby.
It sure is. Jeff with us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. When we talked on Tuesday, we knew that the Steelers were going to enter really healthy. Then Tomlin talked, and they are. Could they potentially get Deshaun Elliott back? Maybe not for this game, but if they were to win this game, Jeff?
That would be shocking.
Okay.
I'm not ruling it out, but man, like not practicing and going through it. I mean, we saw last year, remember with Cole Holcomb, he kind of ramped his way. I think it started around Christmas time, and there was talk that if the Steelers would have made another round that he could have played. Like he would kind of worked his way back up. But man, at safety, with a team that does hit big plays, even with his experience and what he's done, to give him a couple of days of practice and put him back in, I don't know. I mean, you never say never, but until I see him on a practice field, I'm not going to believe that.
Jeff, being in the room with DK Metcalf as he answered questions earlier this week, and then hearing from Mike Tomlin about on multiple outlets about how ecstatic DK is to get back, just what was your sense of his energy being back with the team and the ability to obviously play in the playoffs?
I think there are a few emotions. I think he was kind of felt like he let his teammates down. There was relief. And then there's excitement. Like, hey, I got another chance. He said he couldn't even watch the second half of the Browns game because it was so bad and he felt so responsible for what was going on. And now he gets another chance to get out there. And even if he's just a really good decoy and doesn't catch eight passes but draws the defense, he could be a part of a successful offense.
Do you think that the Steelers will kind of revert back to early season offense? And what I mean by that is protect the ball, things of that nature. They've been aggressive going forward on fourth downs. Do you think this turns into a rock fight where Mike Tomlin's saying to Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers, hey, every punt's a good punt. We don't need to necessarily be aggressive here.
You mean against a team that's plus 17 in turnovers?
Yeah, and I think has forced, 16 in their 9-game winning streak?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's a topic of conversation. I would hope that Aaron would say, listen, from my experiences, you can't just, play in a shell. Like, you've got to take some chances down the field, even though there's risk involved. You have to be able to spread out, especially that defense. What the Steelers really have to make sure they don't do, and what would lead to turnovers, is they've got to at least be representative. They're not going to win every first and second down, but if they find themselves in second and third and eight, they're in trouble. They're in big trouble because Hunter and Anderson will hunt, and they're very good hunters. And while Aaron moves around fairly well, especially at 42, it would be bad news. Like, they've got to win first down and second down. And some of that is coming up with something creative, doing something a little outside the box and figuring out ways to get yards in those situations. But ultimately, to your point, Adam, punting isn't, I don't think, would be a bad thing in this game.
Jeff, Kenneth Gainwell and Jalen Warren have come together to form one of the better running back tandems in the playoffs and potentially in recent Steelers memory. They've been terrific and complement each other well. How much of a priority, and I know the playoffs still have to be played and so forth, will Kenneth Gainwell be to Omar Khan this offseason?
I think he'll be a priority, but I don't think he's going to go crazy spending money on Gainwell. Like if somebody offers him insane top two running back money, I don't think they're gonna go there. But you know what? Good for him. I mean, he's a dude who bet on himself. He is going to get paid. I do think they want to bring him back. I think they've seen, we saw it with Belichick. Belichick always had those two quarterback. I mean, rarely would he have a guy. It was always multiple guys that they could run out of the backfield, and they save money there, spend it on receivers. And I think, the Steelers understand that philosophy, and they benefited from it this year with both those guys, because Warren was outstanding in that game Sunday night.
She was.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Pompeiani said something yesterday that piqued my attention. So a two-parter here for you, Jeff. A, are you worried about Boswell? And B, did you hear what Bob heard, which is that the Steelers, guys he's talked to, don't think that Boswell's extra point got blocked?
I hadn't heard that. Of course, we weren't over there yesterday. They had a day off. I mean, the NFL gets every angle. They can look at everything. You watch that one Raven celebrating like he got a piece of it. I mean, it might explain why that kick went the way it did with, little wind. I think the one miss was a footing thing from Boswell, and I think he mostly has confidence planning at home. I mean, the missed field goal in Detroit was concerning, but I'm still going to look at overall the body of work, how many games he's won for this team, And I still have confidence in Boswell if this game comes down to a kick.
Jeff, this defense has played, by all accounts, really well for the back half of the season. When they've been vulnerable, it's been on big plays and busted coverages. To what do you attribute that? To what does Mike Tomlin, Terrell Austin attribute that to?
Yeah, I mean, at least against Baltimore, it was, you know, overplaying against the run. I don't think you have to do that against Houston. There were a couple communication issues. And I look at that one where Flowers got behind Queen. I mean, you know, for years, you admire Ben Roethlisberger for guys bouncing off him and making plays. You got to tip the cap. I mean, Lamar's an all-timer, and guys bounced off him. And then he pointed down the field to his receiver like only great quarterbacks can do. And instead of having receivers come back to the ball, he could send them downfield as he's scrambling out and made a hell of a play. That one I don't worry. The miscommunication is an issue only because Texans lead the league in passing plays over 40 yards.
Wow.
Like, as much as their overall stats don't really pique your interest, they can hit big plays, and they've got big play players, and they've got to be on their communication.
Jeff, it is being reported that Arthur Smith is going to be interviewed for the Tennessee Titans head coaching job. How big of a loss do you think that would be for the Steelers if he got the job?
Every coordinator is going to get, you know, combed over, every decision, every game. But people keep coming after Arthur Smith. So he must know a little something about football. You've heard Aaron discuss how much he's enjoyed working with Arthur, and that could be hard. I mean, you're working with the guy who's a Hall of Famer, like, and that relationship has had very few issues, if any, beyond the, you know, reasonable doubt or beyond just the normal frustration with the play here or there. I mean, it would be a loss. I think he's improved their offense. I think he's done a lot with what he was been handed offensively. But, you know, if he goes, there are other coordinators out there, but I think Arthur's been, I mean, especially from where they were. And I know Matt had a great year at Pitt and did some good things in Maryland, but he wasn't cut out to be here. And he kind of picked up those pieces. And look at what they're doing at times this year with Aaron Rodgers.
Jeff, this was good. Hopefully we get a chance to do it on Tuesday after a Steelers playoff victory. Thank you for the time, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
It's our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. A lot of great stuff up on 93.7thefan.com right now. You can text us. Brought to you by Eggersteiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Somebody has texted in and said that Crowley really has been wearing out, things of that nature, for someone who's trying to be critical of Tomlin every chance he gets. Two things. Number one, Tomlin deserves the criticism. Number two, I do it ironically.
And oh, things so you, of try, that nature. You try it?
No, it's been a crutch. I don't know why I've been using it so much lately, but I've actually picked that up myself.
You know, Doran actually uses the phrase a lot on this show.
Things of that nature?
Mm-hmm.
What would you think is your verbal crutch, Harry? Do you have one? I don't know that I've picked one up in you.
Ew.
Do I have one?
What was the word you used earlier?
Ballywick.
Yeah.
I say and so forth. Certainly is a word.
I say hello a lot to kind of break the ice in conversation. Yeah. That's my crutch.
Yeah.
Hey, yo! Something, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, next time I say things of that nature, you guys got to whack me or something. Because I
whack
have
to, with what? Can I use a weapon?
Dealer's choice.
What if I whack you with this coffee mug or things of that nature?
I would opt for things of that nature over the coffee mug. All right, coming up next, I got a Rodgers question for you and a quick look at the college football playoff games that are taking place the next 2 days.
Are you going to have time for all that?
We'll see. Everyone gets to find out with us when we return. Fam Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 51 and overcast.
Jock jams, baby.
Love it. For Monday, kickoff temps around 32 degrees.
Perfect. You can freeze the weather, but you can't freeze Rodgers.
You can't freeze rogue Rodgers. So here's my question on Rodgers. Against Cleveland, it looked like he was doing everything he possibly could to not get hit, which is, you know, the prerogative for a quarterback. But I think in this game, you're going to have to stand in there and take a few hits. Do you think because it's win or go home time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think they went into Cleveland thinking they could win that game pretty easily, and it didn't go that way. And this one, obviously, you know you got to put all your chips out and go all in.
I would hope that he does, and I think that he will. He made a business decision, I thought, when he scrambled early in the game against Baltimore. He's like, you know what, I'm not running to the to the first down sticks. And then he had a 20-yard run after that. He also took a big hit on, what was it, the Freiermuth throw?
Yeah.
So I think that answers the question. And I think he's going to have to. Baltimore's pass rush sucks. Cincinnati's pass rush stinks. Miami's pass rush was non-existent. This will be a different animal. Okay, college football playoff real quick. Who do you want to win the whole thing? Like, who are you rooting for? Do you have
Miami.
Any interest? ACC?
Miami or Oregon? I'm rooting for a Miami-Oregon national title, and that's nothing against my boy Mike Shanahan. I really like Dan Lanning. I love revenge opportunities. All the talks about Indiana. And Miami's really good, man.
They're really good.
They're really good.
They're a worthy favorite tonight.
And they could win it all.
Of course they can. I think any of the four teams could. I think the one that has the worst chance would be Ole Miss. And that's who I'm rooting for. Because it's hilarious if they win the national championship without Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, it's college football personified.
Yes, it is. I'm not rooting
for
Indiana.
While their quarterback's, you know, applying for another year of eligibility.
Right. Which fan base do you think is more passionate for football, West Virginia or Indiana?
West Virginia.
Pitt or Indiana?
Pitt.
Me too. And I hate to see fan bases that
now,
haven't
they
cared.
Are, I'm talking about all time. Like right now, Indiana's they're at a fever pitch.
Of course they are, because they're good. They're good. We've suffered forever. They don't deserve
like the
to get
Carolina
off the mat.
Panthers with Jake Delhomme.
F that. I hate that. I hate when fan bases that don't deserve to get rewarded. So I'm not rooting for Indiana, though it's an awesome story. I am rooting for Ole Miss. I kind of think Miami's going to win the national championship, though.
Me too.
What do they have? They have Will Anderson, and they got Danielle Hunter, but of college.
Yeah, they got Akeem Ezidor in his 38th year of college football.
Mm-hmm.
And Reuben Bain.
Which is maybe my favorite pass rushing name of all time. Like, that just sounds like a pass rusher.
I sack the cornerback, I will.
I made him Yoda.